Welcome to Hope is Alive. Yes, hope is alive in our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because he said so. Jesus said in Luke, "And he said unto them, I beheld Satan falling as lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise hurt you. Nevertheless, in this rejoice not, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." Did you hear that? The spirits are subject to you, and you've been given all power over them. Now in Matthew 10, he was speaking to his disciples, and he said, "As you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Freely received, freely give." And then in Mark, he said unto them, "Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to the whole creation. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that disbelieveth shall be condemned. And these signs shall accompany them that believe. In my name shall they cast out demons. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall in no wise hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." Join us as we celebrate these verses given to us in God's holy word. Tonight we have a live interview with Mr. Everett Cox of Deliverance Ministries in Oklahoma City. We'll hear some more of his story and give you a chance to call in and ask questions concerning deliverance and setting the captives free. If you have a question about the issue of demons or evil spirits, then this is the time to call and ask. Join us because hope is alive in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Welcome you to Hope is Alive, coming to you live from the Radio Ranch outside of Laramie, Wyoming, and we say good evening. I think Ralph is in tonight for Chris. Good evening, Ralph.
Hello, how are you doing?
We are abundantly blessed, walking in the Holy Spirit and led by the Holy Spirit and praising Him and thanking Him for all things. I think we had half a dozen praise reports on the last hour, the Wednesday night prayer meeting, from Stage 4 cancer being healed, people needed to sell some property and it sold, and neck surgery's canceled, and just all kind of great things. So we're doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, and that is just awesome to hear the praise reports.
Amen.
I would like to hear more and more of those. Less and less of our people in need, more and more of our prayers being answered.
Amen. Amen. And good evening, Mr. Cox.
Good evening, Brother Richard and Brother Ralph. Great to be with you again.
And just to let you know, I know y'all got a caller, and Trey is ready to come on whenever you're ready for him.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Well, good evening, Trey.
Everett, good evening.
Yes, I'm sure glad you called in and to share this part of the gospel that so often is kind of overlooked and not understood. It was 38 years ago that I got introduced to it, and I just praise God somebody shared it with me. I would have missed all this fulfillment and seeing people delivered and healed accordingly. God is big, and as we're learning, and the power is in the name. Well, Trey, we quoted some scriptures here already about this works of Jesus, of casting out of evil spirits. Some people have kind of thought it all disappeared 2,000 years ago, but as we've seen, nothing has changed. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. And a day is but 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is but a day, and whatever happened back in the days of Jesus, of course, we're fighting, is still happening now. The bad part of it is the evil spirits are still around, but the good news is, in Jesus' name, we can do something about it. Hallelujah for that. Amen?
Amen.
Trey, how about sharing how you got introduced to this works of Jesus and how you've seen it to be a reality and how people can be helped from problems?
Well, about 15 or 16 years ago, I decided that I wanted to go get cleaned out. And if there was any demonic anything in me, my wife and I decided we'd just go get them cleaned out. And we came to your ministry. And we experienced so much peace and joy and freedom after we were ministered to that we began to seek out ways that we could learn to do the ministry ourselves. And for about 13 years, we actively ministered deliverance, saw many, 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 many miracles, saw people set free, free from generational curses that had come through their forefathers, saw them set free from unforgiveness, cancer. Saw one young man get a new heart. And that was an instantaneous creative miracle. And was proven out by the hospital the next day. So it's been a journey.
And high adventure.
High adventure, yes. I can't even. Hundreds and hundreds of arms have grown out to be even, legs to be even. We've seen many cancers cured. And the interesting thing, Everett, and maybe y'all have already talked about this, is we can trace that back nearly every cancer we've ever dealt with to unforgiveness.
Oh, yes. Yes. Okay.
And until that unforgiveness is dealt with completely, there is no supernatural healing normally. And it's also interesting to know that those same people come back to us with cancer that's reappeared. And without exception, they've gotten into unforgiveness again.
Yeah. Over and over we've seen that, Trey. And you know, that's not a real surprise because Jesus was so clear in Matthew 18:34-35, he was so clear, he said that if you don't forgive, you will be turned to the tormentors. Well,
right.
Would you call cancer a torment?
Absolutely.
I think so. And many other diseases and other problems, such as fear and anger and rage and depression and addictions, it goes on and on.
Well there's just no doubt. Yeah, there's no doubt our Jesus is still in the business of healing and setting the captives free.
Yes.
And he's just looking for those willing to step out of the boat and minister in his name and in his power.
Yes. It's so true. And he commissioned all Christians, all believers to do this. It's not a special gift area at all. It is normal Christianity. So it is awesome to learn who we are in Jesus and also his commands of what we're to be doing. You found it to be, you and your wife both have become team leaders at Deliverance Ministries, and for a number of years, you live in Southwest Texas now, but for many years you helped us here in Oklahoma City at Deliverance Ministries. Do you remember any other specific cases that you and your wife you've ministered to them?
Well, my wife's really her first case was a very, very difficult case of a young lady that we knew that had been satanic ritual abuse. And that was a case that took 11 months, but she was completely set free at the end of that 11 months and was of sound mind.
Yes.
And we've seen others that were instantaneous healings or setting them free. You know, so many people today have been sexually abused, male and female. And again and again, through the methods that we learned at Deliverance Ministries, we've seen Jesus heal those people emotionally, completely heal them. And you know, the interesting thing about that is, again, they have to forgive awful things that have happened to them and their abusers. And then Jesus is free to set them free. And the,
yes,
the torment, the thoughts, the nightmares, the depression, you know, whatever the end torment was from those abuses is gone. And it's gone forever.
Yes.
It's just an area of the gospel that's been missed.
Yes. Well, you know, there's 15 doors we recognize that evil spirits can come through to torment Christians. And without doubt, the biggest of those 15 doors is the unforgiveness door. It is so clear that if we don't forgive, we will be turned to the tormentors.
Right, and the other door that we saw a lot of was generational curses. That would manifest in the form of generational depression, heart disease, cancer, arthritis, fear, stealing. You know, they're just curses that have come through the generations, and very few of us have any idea what all our grandparents or great-grandparents did or went through, or what, you know, we just don't know. But the good news is the Holy Spirit can show you.
That's
right. He can show you the specific curses that are coming down through your lineage line. You know, just when you go to the doctor, they want to know what your grandparents died of, what your mother and father died of, any siblings. What they're really asking you is what generational curses run in your family.
That's it, exactly. So true, and the good news being, in Jesus' name, we can break those curses. You know,
right, forever break
like you say, as the scriptures say, due to the sins and iniquities of the forefathers, we can have back to the fourth generation curse. Well, we don't know what's happened in most cases through those generations back like that. And it would be a rare person that we find that doesn't have their share of the generational curses. So we go, part of what we do in preparing the people is we take them through a door-closing prayer. It's what we call it, a door-closing prayer, which has to do with breaking of all kinds of curses. Of course, besides the generational curses, there's witchcraft curses often there.
Right.
There's curses even spoken by other Christians, but where a Christian is speaking certain negatives about another Christian. And to the spirit world, that's like a curse, and it authorizes demons to work off of that. You know, you've seen this, Trey, I know, and as we all do in the ministry, at Deliverance Ministries here in Oklahoma City. By the time the evening is over, it's so typically we have actually cast out around 36 from Christians. Most everybody that comes is already a Christian. If they're not, we, of course, get them born. Again, that's part of our process. But when I take a survey, who all are believers, born-again Christians here, most every Monday night, which is our big weekly ministry evening, most every Monday night, every hand goes up. And yet, by the end of the evening, about 36 spirits have been cast out of each person, and that is conservative with some. What's your experience been there, Trey?
That's exactly what my experience has been. Very few people, Christian people, I find, really understand who they are in the Lord Jesus Christ and the power that He gave us to do these things. And, you know, over the years, you've trained literally hundreds of people to administer deliverance. And now you're doing it on the internet, and you're probably teaching thousands. and it's just growing exponentially. Who they are in Christ Jesus and the power that they have in His name. But it's, you know, this stuff like divorce can be a generational curse. Illegitimacy can be a generational curse. The good news is we have the authority and the power to break that curse off ourselves. And when we do that, we break it off our children and grandchildren. We stop it.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
And that's,
praise the Lord.
You know, next to leading somebody to Christ, that's the most rewarding thing I've ever done, is be able to set these people free through the name of Jesus. And it doesn't make any difference whether they're children or they're 80, 90 years old. That freedom is still available to them.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And of course, the need is worldwide. That is exciting on the, you know, worldwide internet. On the website, and it goes forth. We actually have 4 hours of teaching and ministry on the website, and we have had reports from other countries where people have gone through the videos and gotten free of problems. And it's an amazing thing what we have available to us today to spread the good news.
Well, we have tools that the apostles only dreamed of. I mean, I probably couldn't even have dreamed of when you start thinking about being able to reach people from across an ocean instantly.
Yes. Yes, so true. Well, Trey, are you starting to do any ministry down there in Southwest Texas?
We've done very little. Linda has done several cases by phone that I think she would say has been successful. We're fortunate to be in a really good church that supports this ministry. And there's a big need for it out here.
Yes. And it's everywhere. And it's interesting that you finally realize also that Christians are the targets for satanic assignments. Of those 36 demons that we typically cast out of a Christian when we have a demon up talking through the person's mouth, which happens on occasion, you can interrogate the demon as a prisoner of war. And of the 36 typical spirits that are there, often we'll find that half of them are there, good half by satanic assignment coming from the satanic world to block
right.
Christians' lives. And the Christians that have special gifts, talents, that are growing in the Word, the enemy seems to somehow know that, and they put assignments out to block a Christian's life. The good news being, again, in Jesus' name, Luke 10:19, we have all power to deal with it. And
right.
So it's just a matter of breaking those assignments and casting out the demons of the assignments. And we've been given all the tools we need from the cross. It is so awesome. I love it that we have all the weapons. The power in the name and the power in the blood prevails.
Amen. Yes.
Well, Ralph,
gentlemen, I think probably the reason that so many Christians haven't heard of this is I honestly believe most Christians don't even believe in a spirit world. I know for years I knew for my personal self through growing up and for many years the torment that I was experiencing and had no idea how to tie that in when I became a Christian. I mean, I read my Bible, but it just never clicked with me. And I always thought, well, I guess I just wasn't repentant enough. Even though I was always sorry about what I did, I didn't want to react and do those kind of things and want to live that way. And when I was exposed to deliverance, it all clicked. It made sense. And I just thought to myself, wow, I've had the ability to deal with this for years. And I just it just never happened. I think it was last week, one of the callers said, Jesus will deal with it as long as you deal with it, and I guess he was just waiting to see how long I was going to deal with it. And praise the Lord, I'm not having to deal with it anymore. So,
amen. Hmm. Well, Ralph, I'm not a lot different from you. I was born again when I was 13, and I was age 44 before I ever got introduced to this works of Jesus and the reality of it. And what it will do for Christians is one ministers in this. So many Christians, I'm just like many out there. I didn't really know about the war, the spirit world, and I was amazed when I actually got introduced to it. I was able to set in and finally see a Christian being ministered to and demons talking out of his mouth. And that's when it soaked into me. It had to be real. And I decided that maybe if I was in a war like this, maybe I better learn how to shoot. And I've been shooting ever since in helping others. I got myself free and now helping others, which I found. My business is my background. I'm a mortgage banker. I'm CEO of Oklahoma Mortgage Company here in Oklahoma City for 26 years, but the greatest fulfillment in my life has been ministering to somebody, seeing God use little us as vessels, and see a person's life turned around, hear the testimonies about them, a week or two later. It just blows me away every time. But the fulfillment that goes with that is beyond anything else that I get anywhere. So it kind of drives us on. Selfishly, if we feel so good on these highs, we want to do more of it. You know? And that's, of course, what led me to form Deliverance Ministries back in, 32 years ago now, and start training others, sharing what I had learned, and then getting help in this. And we picked out Monday night to minister, and I do a tip, as some others do it too, but we do a teaching and prepare the people, take them through the door closing prayer, which takes about 15 minutes to go through, and then I assign a minister to each person, and we spread around a church that we rent on Monday nights. And so we have one-on-one ministry that's private that way, being spread around the church. And it's just amazing to hear the results. We ministered to 15 Christians Monday night. Everyone lifted their hand up when I asked. And they went out with big smiles and saying the typical thing, I feel lighter. Isn't that what you hear, Trey, all through these years?
You know, we joke lighter about people carrying luggage around, but nearly without exception, the comment when they leave is, I feel so much lighter, so much freer. And there's a heaviness.
Well, when you get a monkey off your back, you're going to feel a lot lighter, too.
Absolutely.
That's right. Think of heaviness that comes off the person.
I want to, for a second, Everett, I'm sorry, remind people of the call-in number if anyone wants to call in tonight. It's 307-745-5913. Again, that's 307-745-5913. And also, this website that we have been speaking about, you can access that via the web at deliveranceusa.org. And that'll take you straight to these videos and the door closing prayers, the 4 hours that Everett was talking about. And again, that's deliveranceusa.org. And I will witness one thing to just about anybody. That door closing prayer, it does take about 15 minutes. I would say if you're doing it like Everett does, where he's saying it and everybody's repeating it. But if you were to sit down and go through it yourself, I think it's only probably about a 7 to 10 minute prayer, depending how fast you can read and get it out. And it is a powerful, powerful tool. It's a powerful prayer. And as refers to as a Jesus overhaul. Even an overhauled engine still needs maintenance from time to time, and I could say that I've probably have prayed that prayer more than a dozen times since introduced to it. There'll be times that I start feeling that maybe there's something going on between my wife and I or another family member, or even some things the Holy Spirit revealed to me, and I felt the need to go through it again. Have you two have ever felt that as well?
Absolutely.
And I think that is our greatest contribution to the body of Christ, that door-closing prayer. It's an overkill for any one person, but what it does is that door-closing prayer covers the 15 doors that we've learned that demons typically use to torment Christians. So if a person will go through the whole thing, they're likely to hit on some parts of it that apply to them and get the doors closed. That door-closing prayer is available on the website under Ministry Tools, and then it's also available on video under Self-Ministry, under those 4 hours of teaching and ministry.
Well, it's in your book as well, too, Doing the Supernatural
Yes.
Work of Jesus, which we do have available at the ministry at Scriptures for America. And I'm sorry, I was saying .org on that website. It is .com. I was just corrected through a text. So that's Yes. DeliveranceUSA.com.
And that will take you right to Deliverance Ministries' website.
Yeah, I need to learn that. I already have it bookmarked, so I don't really think about what the website says when I click on it.
That's all right.
So.
Well, Trey, go ahead, Ralph.
Oh, I was just going to say, I really wanted to thank Trey for coming out. I guess we were both going to thank him. Thank you for your time tonight, Trey, and thank you for your testimony.
Well, it's been a pleasure, and I would just say to anybody that's interested in this type of ministry to just jump out of the boat and go for it. You'll do nothing in life that'd be more rewarding.
Hallelujah.
Amen and amen. Well, thanks, Trey. Blessings to you and Linda.
Well, Everett, since we get a few minutes here, I was talking about the maintenance. There's several things that you have available in your book, and I believe they're on the website, the Ministry Tools. I think you have it titled Keeping Your Deliverance. Am I correct on that?
Yes, the keys to staying free.
Keys to staying free. And one of the things I put in my notes here is that that's a little bit of a work. You just don't be deliverance and then go back living the way that you were living and thinking the way you were thinking. And expect to stay that way. I mean, one of some things I wrote down was you need to live right. Of course, as a Christian, we should live right. But sometimes sin creeps in there very, very easily. And that needs to be confessed. We need to read our word and read it daily. That's how we get our food. Give us this day our daily bread. And most of all, watch our words. It's interesting that Trey had brought that up, and you brought that up, speaking curses, because that was some things I was thinking about. Was, you know, we're told in the book of James that our tongue, in one minute we can bless, and the next minute we can curse. And I don't think people realize that you can curse yourself by some of the things you say.
Well, take Proverbs 18:21, the tongue has the power of life and death, and will eat the fruits thereof. And Mark 11:23 and 24, that we get what we say. Well, as we say negative things about other people, those can be like curses, and demons operate off of that. So, you know, getting free is one thing, Ralph, as we've all seen, and staying free is another. It's one thing to cast out demons. It's another thing to stay free, and these keys for staying free, they're also under tools, ministry tools, and or it's also can be found in the self-ministry. Something you can click to print out. But yeah,
Everett, I've been told that we have Susan on the line now.
Oh, okay.
Susan, are you there?
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Blessings, everybody.
Hi, Susan. Well, thank you. Blessings to you, and thank you for calling in. Ralph is on here, as he's the host of the show. And,
hi, Ralph.
And I'm so glad you called in.
Well, hi, Susan. How are you this evening?
I'm doing just great.
All right. Well, Everett, I'll let you ask the questions. You know her.
Okay. Well, Susan, I just wanted to suggest maybe you kind of share on how you got introduced when you were born again, and then when you start learning about this works of Jesus called deliverance.
Sure.
And then maybe share personal experiences you've had, and maybe yourself if you've had ministry.
Sure. Well, actually, I first met you, Everett, in the 80s when you were in the mortgage banking business and I was in the banking business. And I remember calling on you at your office one day, and you were mentioning you were doing exorcism. Well, I wasn't born again back then, so I thought that was kind of weird. But I kind of filed that information away, I guess, in my memory.
Susan, I just wanted to inject, that's why they called our mortgage company Full Service.
Yes, right. Really, extra service, yes.
No other mortgage companies were doing exorcisms.
Really, not too many.
Go ahead.
That was funny. But later, after I was born again, that was about 13 years ago, I studied the Bible and got into lots of different things. I started delving deeper into the things of God, but, you know, the idea of deliverance didn't come up probably for several years. Just like I think you said earlier, you were a born-again Christian for quite a while before you delved into any of this or checked it out or knew too much about it, because most people in churches today don't know much about it. The pastors don't talk about it, and people are just kind of in the dark. They think that quit happening, you know, after Jesus' time, but it's still needed today. So I'm glad that you're doing it. But anyway, I started delving into the deeper things of God, and then about 4 years ago, I felt led to become a volunteer at the Oklahoma City Jail and to minister to women inmates there. And after doing that for a year or so, the Lord kind of put it on my heart that many of those women could use deliverance. In fact, he let me have an experience with an inmate who manifested demons, and I had not ever seen that before, so that was a really eye-opening experience. What happened was the Lord let me listen to some programs on the Internet concerning deliverance, and then I had this woman come in that wanted a ministry at the jail, and I asked her if she believed, I felt led to ask her if she believed that Jesus came in the flesh and that he was both man and God at the same time, and she's her eyes turned black, I kid you not, and she started writing and said, God can't be a man. And I thought, oh my goodness, what have I got here? I started realizing this woman was possessed, and I'd never seen anything like that before. And so then I decided, well, if I'm going to help these women, I guess I better get some training. And so I remembered in the back of my mind that all those years ago that I'd met you and you were doing exorcisms. So I asked some friends, and I found a friend that had been to your ministry, and so she told me how to get in touch with you. And so I decided to go and check it out and decide, well, I better first, you know, go through the ministry myself to see what it's all about. So when I did, you know, I came with the idea that I didn't have really a lot of serious issues, but I was totally surprised when I kept yawning over and over all night during the ministry, indicating I did have, you know, demons leaving. And so that was a total surprise. But also I remember during that ministry, one thing that kind of stood out in my mind is that when we were doing the inner healing, I had a woman who is so loving and compassionate, you know, and I just know that all the ministers there are like that. So people shouldn't be worried about, you know, coming there. And so what happened was I realized that during this inner healing, there was an event that happened to me about 30 years ago that I thought had been dealt with, and I kind of had forgotten about it, but I realized through this ministry that I still had unforgiveness towards that person. And it was just totally freeing to forgive them and let Jesus heal me. So that was wonderful, and I felt so wonderful after the ministry, and I realized that this deliverance was real, and so then I said, okay, I'm going to come back for training. So,
Susan, would you say you felt lighter?
Yes, yes.
Did you?
Yes, exactly. Lighter, yes. Just freer. Yeah, and I was one who didn't think I would even need this, so that was a surprise. But it was wonderful. I mean, we all have issues, whether or not we have just really serious things going on in our life, where we're about to commit suicide or not. You know, you don't have to have that level of a problem to get relief when you go through ministry. And so I guess I was in that category. But I was just really pleasantly surprised. And so I just thought the world of it.
Well, you were, Susan, you were pretty much an average Christian. I mean, you didn't have a lot of the major problems that people come to us with. But you were just pretty average Christian, like sitting in churches all over. And yet you found, nevertheless, you had some issues that, and some spirits, because that is, that yawning is one of the, is really the most major way they seem to depart. Some people cough them out and some burp them out, or they just feel them go. Some come out the top of the head, out the ears. I've had people say it came out my nose, you know.
Yeah.
All this.
Come out their fingers or their toes. I've seen that too.
All that. Yeah, me too. And suicide, of course, is a spirit we run into a lot. The young man I ministered to this last Monday, he had marked down suicide on his problem list, and it's a rampant demon. I've had him manifest. Yeah, the demons will say, "I'm here to have her kill herself or himself."
Yeah.
And they're real, and we can get them out of people, but they're running rampant all around through the, especially the young people.
I've noticed that too.
Yeah.
I've noticed that too, that there have been a number of young people come through deliverance ministry recently that I've ministered to that had that problem. So it does seem like it's growing.
Yeah, the enemy wants to take.
Go ahead.
Well, the enemy wants to take, especially Christians, out for obvious reasons. We may share Jesus, and they want to block our use of our gifts and destinies and ministries. So they suggest suicide through the light program that they have, the deceiver and the demons of lies that pushes thoughts into a Christian's head. Negative kind of things, but it's like suicide. Go ahead and take yourself out. Nobody loves you.
Right.
You're a failure, and they keep pushing that in the person's. That's how they do it a lot of times, is through the live program they have. Now, if a Christian really is strong in the Word, in fact, I've even had the demons tell me this, they have a hard time with their live program. They've told me when they were manifesting in different people, because the person is too strong on the Word.
Yeah.
And when you think about it, nice. If we really stand, if we stand on the truth of the Word of who we are in Jesus, we're not going to buy those lies.
Right, absolutely. That was like one of the greatest revelations I had after becoming born again, is to realize that all the thoughts I had in my mind were not all originating from me, and that many were planted there by Satan and his demons. So I didn't have to act on them or believe them. And, that's a wonderful thing. When you know what the Word of God says, you know that He doesn't give you the spirit of fear, but of power and love and sound mind. And so all those negative condemning feelings and thoughts are coming from the enemy. So you shouldn't believe them. I'll share an experience that I had with one of the ministry sessions, if you'd like.
Yes.
This was one of my early sessions. I hadn't been coming there very long. I was kind of new, and it really stands out to me. And it was a lady that I was ministering to that was probably in her late 50s, and she'd gone through so many bad things in her life. She shared with me that her father, her grandfather, her uncle, they had all molested her as a child. She'd also been raped at some point and beaten up. She also got married and had a couple of daughters, but later found out her husband was molesting their daughters. So she got a divorce. She also had a serious back problem. She couldn't walk straight up, and she had to walk kind of to the side because doctors had done some surgery on her, but putting pins in her back, but they messed it up, and one of the pins went into her hip. So she was always in pain, and I asked her on a scale of 1 to 10, you know, what her pain was like, and she said, it was usually always about an 8, and so that poor woman is just in misery. And of course, with all those things that she had happened in her life, she was depressed and brokenhearted, and in the past she'd been suicidal. She was just the most downtrodden person, you know, you could imagine. And she really needed this overhaul. But my initial thoughts were, because I was kind of new, like, oh my Lord, I don't know if I'm equipped to help this poor woman, but I trusted in Jesus, and He did a marvelous work on this lady during the ministry. She went through and forgave all the people who had hurt her. There were so many of them that had hurt her in her life. And of course, she went through about a box of Kleenex, you know, crying with all of the emotions that she went through, but that was so, so therapeutic. And then we, you know, went through the process of casting out the demons, many demons, and she kept smiling more and more as time went on. And then at the end of the ministry, I was standing behind her and speaking healing for her back, when she started to laugh, and I said, is everything okay? And she said, yes, I just felt Jesus kiss me on the forehead. And I said, wow, that's wonderful. And then I asked her, that was so neat, I'd never had anybody say that before. And then she said, and then I asked her, well, how's the pain in your back? And she just exclaimed, it's all gone, the pain is totally gone. And she started moving back and forth from side to side and bending down, which she couldn't do before. And then she kept thanking me, and she hugged me, and I said, it was all Jesus. We need to thank him. He's the one that did this. So we give him all the praise and glory. And so that was just, you know, a wonderful experience. And I realized that, you know, even though I was new, Jesus was the one doing this ministry, not me. I was just his vessel. And so I didn't have to be a, you know, super experienced person to be a conduit for someone to get really good ministry.
Yes, that's so awesome that he'll use us all that way if we'll just reach out and ask him and start learning, you know, the basics of helping people. Every Christian is already licensed to do this kind of ministry, licensed by our Lord Jesus. And all we need to do is just get some, as I often call it, boot camp under our belts, learn some basics of doing it. And of course, we have in the book, Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus, those steps are set out. What we do in the ministry is in the book. And it's taken us years to put the model together that we use today, but we haven't adjusted it in a long time because it just keeps working.
You know? Yes, it's
and
wonderful.
Anyone that'll use it, anyone that'll do those steps can do it.
That's absolutely true. So anybody, you know, any born-again Christian can do this. And so you don't have to feel like you're the super Christian.
It's normal Christianity.
Right. Step out in faith and follow the steps, and they work. And the Lord is the one doing this. He's the one that wants these people delivered and healed. And he came to mend the brokenhearted. And that's what he does on these evenings. We just wish that more and more people would know about this, and that they would come, because they don't need to stay, you know, chained up like they are with Satan and the demons, with all the demonic influences in their life. It's just a shame that they live their life many years. Maybe some people even live that way all their life, and they never get help when there is help.
Well,
I'm really glad that you're doing this ministry and have taken your time to train all the people that you train, and you do it freely. You don't charge us for training, and you don't charge people to come for ministry. Just ask for donations, and it's not heavy-handed. It's done in such a loving way.
Well, how big a high do you find yourself on, Susan, after ministering to somebody?
Well, I love it. It's like I love Monday nights. it's the highlight of the week. You know, most people don't like Mondays, but I like Mondays.
Well, I notice I float home from the church we ran on Monday nights, and as I go home, I'm on a huge high to the point I can hardly go to sleep for a while.
I know. I can't easily either. but that's good.
Well, Susan, thank you so much for calling in and sharing. It's a great testimony and exciting to hear what the Lord is doing in your life.
Well, I'm excited because he's allowing me to do this. I feel privileged and honored and just glad that he set me on this path. And I'm so glad that you are here in this city, because there are very few places, I think, in this country that have ministry like this. So hats off to you.
Well, thank you, Susan. But it's I'm driven selfishly because of those highs, and of course
yes.
It's been so fulfilling to me that you know, you want to keep doing it.
You do, yeah.
Well, blessings to you.
Okay.
And I'll see you Monday night.
See you Monday. Okay. Good night.
Thank you for joining us, Susan.
Okay,
I appreciate
thank
your testimony.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you,
bye bye.
And it's really that simple.
Yes, that's our Jesus again.
It's just that simple. You know, it reminds me of the story of Naaman the leper when he went to see the man of God, Elijah, and he just told him to go out and do a simple thing. They go dunk in the water 7 times, and he got mad. He got mad. He started to storm off, and then luckily his servant said to him, well, if this was a great thing, would you have done it? Why don't you do a simple thing? And it's just as simple as that. It's as simple as just walking in our authority and casting them out.
Yes, and of course, finding out these doors, because if you don't get the doors closed beforehand, you can just cast out demons, but if you don't get the doors closed, as we slowly learned, these demons are, well, one, it's going to be really hard to get them out a lot of the times. They have rights to be there, so it's a real battle, and we might finally drive them out. I remember we'd sometimes spend 30, 45 minutes just on one demon, and we'd both be exhausted, and then we'd go into the wee hours. Well, that's all changed today, and in the typical Monday evening session is very low-key. There are no outcries, even though it occasionally happens, but months go by of Monday night sessions, and everyone's sitting just nicely in their chairs. Yes, they may yawn, they might cough some, might burp, but that's not a big deal. In fact, it's kind of nice in a way, because you know you're getting something out.
Yes. I know my mom testified to me when she came out, and she said she just sat there and she kept yawning, and she burped a couple times, and she felt so embarrassed because she thought that maybe the lady would think that she was bored. And she had not heard that was a common thing on it, and I kind of laughed when she told me that, because I knew what was going on. And she said, of course, the lady that was working with her, I think there was two ladies working with her, said, no, that's a common thing. And it's just, I just get a kick out of that and get tickled when my mom tells me that. Again, if anyone out there wants to call, we still have a few more minutes. If they have any questions for Mr. Everett here, it's 307-745-5913. And again, that's deliveranceusa.com. I know it is the goal of our ministry to get people trained across this nation. I think the goal was 500 to work in this and to be able to do this and not have to necessarily go to Oklahoma City as I did. Or as you know, you had someone fly out from the East Coast not too long ago, wasn't it?
Well, yes, and the young man I ministered to was from northern Missouri up by the Iowa border. He drove 6 hours for ministry, and we finished about 11 o'clock. In fact, I was the last one, and he turned around and drove back. It made up for a long day, but it was great ministry.
No, it does make for a long day. Well, I know that I probably, after I was done, could have stayed up and made the drive back, but luckily I had a hotel room, and I could say that I had one of my best nights of sleep that I've had in a long time. So I'm glad I didn't drive back, or I would have missed out on a great night's sleep.
Right.
So, well, this is just a wonderful work that you have done. I'm so thankful that we have that our ministry has crossed paths with yours, because I know it's starting to bear fruit and take fruit, because I've had some other men that I've known for years witnessing things to me, and I know of several people that have gone out there to receive deliverance. And you know, I'm just hoping that what we are doing will help somebody. I was very, very encouraged last week when that young man from South Carolina called in, and he recognized that the Holy Spirit was working, because he happened to tune in at the right time. And it made me think about when Trey said, well, we just decided one day to deal with it, to deal with it and get it out. And, you know, that's the Holy Spirit talking to you and working with you. And if anyone out there has got the Spirit talking to them, please take a look into it and deal with it. You'd just be really surprised how much can be affecting you that's in the spirit world.
Yes, the spirit world is big. But again, the good news being we've been given the power to deal in it.
Yes,
and,
we have.
Again, I just praise God that somebody shared it with me 38 years ago. I could have missed it very easily. And many people do miss it. But how's a man to know if someone doesn't tell him?
And that's right.
So it's important to all of us, I think, to share the good news of this works of Jesus so they can learn about it and start enjoying life abundant.
Yes. Well, we're told to take our lamp and put it up for everybody to see and shine, not stick it down low where no one can see it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I have really no idea where we're at on time.
We're out, guys. If we do the outro music, thanks so much.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Everett, I'll talk to you later. Good night, Richard.
All right. Good night, guys. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
Sometimes the world seems like a hopeless place, a perfect picture of a hopeless case. 'Cause somehow every now and then the whole world just comes crashing in, till it seems like fell.